Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Are we starting over? Oh, we weren't starting?
Black chick, white guy, does it mean
I don't hear
shit
myself.
Maybe. I don't know, but yo, it never fazed me.
Oh, that's why. My headphones were off.
Here's one tale of two like that.
It was a little bit of a mess.
It started way back in the eighth grade. In a small old town where the two both stayed. He came from a family of middle class. Where everything he
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's Monday. What the fuck is up, bitches? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. That was good.
You appear really clean shaven today. Are you fresh?
It's a few days. I shave it every few days now.
Really?
If you see my hair growing in, it's because my life is slowly falling apart. I go to extreme bouts of depression where I'll just let my hair grow in.
Okay.
And I don't care about what I look like. It's a fucking nightmare. But right now, I'm okay.
Yeah, you saw yourself on the screen and went,
Yeah.
Like you were fucking yourself.
Hell yeah. Look, if you don't love yourself, no one's going to love you, Rosebud.
That's true.
A little lesson in life that I'm going to share with you guys. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Monday show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Zach D'Amico in traffic. We're waiting for Zach D'Amico. You know, we said we're not going to wait any longer, though. We had to start this show. So Zach will be here momentarily. I know you guys love Zach. In studio, as always, we have two white male guests. And what happened, Shannon?
Sorry.
We're trying to put over white males. Nobody's really getting the backs of white men these days, except for the Real Ass Podcast. I'm one of the only guys that are fighting the good fight for the white man. And I turn around and we have a fucking female in black on the show.
Fighting the good fight for the white man.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's doing it. Nobody's defending him.
You are the Uncle Ruckus of Puerto Ricans, dude.
I'm fucking, I don't know what that means, but you know what? Yeah. Uncle Ruckus. Is that Uncle Magic, like a competitor?
Nah, Uncle Ruckus was a character on the Boondocks who was like, he was black, but he was all about white power and
It's not that I'm about white power, doggy, okay? I'm letting you know that I have a lot of white male friends that when I started comedy, they were supposed to take over. And I really, I laid my bets on the line with these white guys.
And then
the fucking industry changed.
Uh-uh.
And now nobody's trying to give them any fucking
TV
shows.
Black women and gay guys.
It's a goddamn problem. It's a problem. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Dave Temple's here.
What's up, man?
It's a favorite.
Happy New Year.
You keep it so real, dog. They love you, the fans.
Yeah. I'm about to stop. I'm about to stop talking altogether. They're listening to all of this shit, man.
Why?
Because I always come on here. You always smoke me out. And then I end up saying crazy shit on the podcast. Yeah. And you're always like, dude, I don't think you've ever said. I'm not gonna fucking delete that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, your criminal record. A lot of these things they don't need to know. You just don't tell people about it. I would just not tell people.
Dave says this shit anyway, whether you smoke him out or not. He says dumb shit all the time.
He's fucking.
I never thought of it as dumb shit. I thought I was.
No, I think
friends.
Of it as like uniquely stupid. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's like it's a unique brand of stupidity. It's always like an angle that I never considered.
Yeah. Look at it this way, baby. Hashtag, look at it this way.
Even though it's dumb, you make an argument for
it. That's right.
And so I respect the argument.
But that's okay. That's almost the definition of comedy. It doesn't even matter what your point is, as long as you can argue it in a funny way.
Right. Yeah.
That's comedy, bitch.
Yeah.
And also, if the audio listeners, if you don't know that voice, this is Dennis the Menace on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Young troublemaking boy. Rosebud, you're so hot, but you do have the voice of a young boy. What do you want me to say?
I do. I it's like a gym coach, you know. Yeah. I am Sandra Bullock from Bird Box.
Rosebud Baker is on the show. Did you watch Bird Box?
I did. No talking on the river.
I didn't watch it yet. Everyone's talking about it. We're going to talk about that today on today's show. That's why there's blindfolds on the table. You've noticed.
Remember, I know. I was nervous when I came in.
Nervous.
Remember when they had found photos of her like wearing Nazi war helmets in bed?
No.
She was married
Who?
To. Remember the guy she was married to?
Oh, that's right. She was married to like a biker.
Yeah.
Guy, like a Nazi biker.
He used to make her dress up like... like a Nazi.
I got no problem.
What? I didn't know that.
I got no problem with
it. They tried to shame her out of Hollywood with that shit, though. Like, and she was like, dude, what the? No. Like,
pull up those pictures.
Yeah, like her, when, what was the guy's name? Jesse Lee or Tommy Lee or some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was like Jesse Lee something. Something. Harvey Lee Oswald.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. This guy sounds like he was trying to kill civil rights leaders. Whoever it was, he did not seem like he was for the Me Too
movement. But she's a good sport. She played along. She dressed up in Nazi Roman war helmets for this guy in bed. Yeah.
Harrington, did you send me the article today? Or no, somebody else did, maybe.
Oh, Jesse James.
Yeah, Jesse James. Look at him. Pull up the pictures of her in Nazi war helmets. I would love to see that.
That guy looks so tame compared to, you know.
Keanu Reeves in Speed. I know. That's who I always imagine her with. That guy doesn't do shit. Yeah, I you know, whatever gets you going. Somebody sent me an article today about a couple.
Is wow. This,
yeah, no, it's Jesse James's other girlfriend.
That's right. It wasn't yeah, Sandra Bullock. No. You're getting the story wrong. You were on the inside at that time. You were only hearing it through the grapevine. No, he was dating a Nazi bitch. That's right. He was cheating on Sandra Bullock with a Nazi bitch because Sandra wouldn't fucking see the way we just we all just remembered what we wanted to remember. There you go.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
But at least I'm willing to come off of my point of view once I'm proven wrong.
It's true.
You know what I mean? And that's the difference between.
I don't judge. I don't judge if that's like a sexual kink. Somebody sent me an article today about a guy and a girl who the girl, their fetish is like a daddy domination, like child thing.
Yeah.
And she acts like she's five. And I talked about a girl that I used to fuck that would do that. That like freaked me out. But it's like, it is two consenting adults, you know?
Well, and I feel like if you're doing that stuff, I feel like people that are more open to that shit in bed are actually less fucked up in real life. Like the
you're getting
like
it you're out.
To, yeah, because it's like in, it's like you're, hey, Zach.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm late.
Zach Attack, what up, bitch?
Hey.
How's it
going? Found a new one already? Oh, hey, Dave.
I don't know. I feel like if you are in bed with a girl and you like her to act like she's five.
Yeah.
And you like to change her diapers and you like to do like, you take it that far. It's not like a little girl thing. I think you want to fuck a child. I don't know. What do you want me to say? And that's as far as you can go. That's your way to kind of express that in a way where it's like morally not really wrong.
Yeah, right. But it's like, yeah, if you're doing that with an adult, then you're not going to fuck a child. So it's like,
right.
You know I don't I mean? Think it should be illegal. I'm not going to say that that was fucked up. I'm just saying that having been there, I had this girl, and this girl was a fucking smoke show.
All right, just to fill Zach in. Sorry, dude. I would let them know about the conversation that we had as far as what you want to do.
Oh, great. Right, go
ahead. No. This girl was a straight up smoke show, like
you pretend to be my Jamaican nanny. Push it out, child.
But she would like literally her thing was she wanted to like play with dolls and like she wanted to like you to like you know fucking buy her like Play-Doh. And
they call themselves littles.
Yeah. Oh.
And yeah,
it,
yeah, yeah.
And it was to the point where it wasn't like I played along a couple times. I'm like, oh yeah, it's hot, and then you'd fuck her, and then but then she wouldn't get out of the character. Then you realize that she was fucking probably raped as a child and was stuck right. In this like fucking world, and it just started making me feel gross inside. This is how I know I'm not a pedophile, because I don't mind a fucking nice teen porn. Okay, everyone right. Likes that. People talk shit on me because I'll like look up like young girls in porn. Yeah, who the fuck looks up old bitches in porn? That's yes. A that's a
there's,
fucking
there's plenty of grandmothers in MILF porn.
Some MILF porn.
Sometimes you gotta switch it up.
I'm not hating because Lisa Ann, we're good friends with her, but I mean, come on. Who's looking for that shit? What do you want to do
it
here?
It is kind of throwing
maybe
on
like 100-year-old dudes.
It's usually
they're like, oh, look at this spring chicken.
It's made for fucking old-ass fucking dudes in nursing homes.
It's like the telephones with the giant numbers.
Yeah, why? Who the fuck is looking up MILF porn
usually
or cougar
for
porn?
Me, if what? It's on the front page and I'm limited on time and I'm like, all right, let's just go with this.
Mm.
But at what point do you think there's a line where it does get where you're too old to do that, where you're too old to be looking up teen porn, where you're going to feel weird doing it?
Well, if it is, they should give you credit for it. If they're paying attention to everything, like if you click on a video and you only go 38 seconds in and you go, it's a little too young for me, I feel like that should go into
there's
the
no,
karma.
There's no such thing as too young in porno videos. These are fucking 18-21-year-old
girls. The concept of what you're buying into.
No, but I'm not,
there's
hold on.
No
there
such
are,
thing as too young.
There's no such thing as too young in porn.
Four. People,
legally,
no, 4 years
I mean,
old.
In legal porn. In legal porn.
Yeah, no,
but even
legal
illegal porn.
If I go on, xvideos.com, yeah. As I do, okay, there's nothing on that website that the girls are too young. Now, yeah, there are.
Hold on. If it was there one day and it wasn't the next day, then it was.
If a girl's braces and is flat chested. That's creepy. I think that, but this is what I'm talking about. A guy who's looking at a girl with braces and flat chested and jerking off to her. Yes, actually, Piper Perry is a great example. Somebody who fucks that chick wants to fuck a child. Or yeah. Somebody who wants to fuck Piper Perry. Pull up Piper Perry. This chick looks like a fucking 12-year-old. So, and that's a specific category where,
Jesus Christ.
I mean, look, I can jerk off to that. I mean, what do you want me to say? That's a good fucking shot right there.
It's like a reverse Klan meeting, though. I love
they
it.
They all look like Dave Temple to me. Am I crazy?
I would never tuck my t-shirt in my boxers.
Her pussy's a clone machine.
I mean, she's a little bit too young.
What about midgets?
Is that
indicative of wanting to fuck a kid?
No. Huh? That's indicative of wanting to fuck a weird, fucked up person.
How come women aren't
fucking
midgets?
I call him a
midgets?
Person, Rosebud. It's a person. I said it's a person.
Weird,
oh,
fucked up.
Rosebud is a good people. Fine. Fine. Rosebud said it. Midgets are not people. Yeah, they're little people, but they're people, Rosebud.
Okay, all right. I'm going to lose jobs coming on here. I knew it. I was like, I'm going to lose a job.
Why does everyone say that? Nobody's watching this.
Why does everyone say that? Because people are losing jobs for the weirdest
not
shit.
Not for sitting next just to people. I'm making dumb jokes on podcasts. No.
Not for sitting next to jobless people.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not important. Like, look, I even like people go on fucking huge podcasts. Nobody's lost a job for sitting on a podcast laughing at something yet. I don't think so.
No.
So I don't think you're going to be the example made.
I wouldn't even put it past them, though. I wouldn't either. So
I think
it's
all coming. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. It's all coming. But if that was the worst moment you've ever had on a podcast.
You don't think the bubble's going to pop, though?
Yes.
You don't think people can't
pop.
Get mad this long. I don't think people can stay mad this long.
It's not
long.
That the bubble's not going to pop. I don't think the pendulum's going to swing in the other direction. But I do think that there still is. It's like a niche. If you want to say what you want to say as a comedian, it's like it's not. It's almost the same way we all looked at Doug Stanhope 10 years ago, where he was like, Doug's kind of fucking out there. I think there's going to be way more comedians that are just going to have to sort of like do their own thing.
No, I'm not talking about the podcast bubble. I'm talking about like the outrage bubble, like where everyone is like, yeah.
I think it'll pop. I think it's like religion where they all disagree over new topics and just split into so many different sub-denominations that they won't be large enough anymore. You know?
I mean, they've already turned on Janine, for Christ's sakes.
That's hilarious. Yeah, Janine Garofalo got Louis C.K.'s back. She didn't really even get his back. What she said was, I mean, she said what everyone thinks, okay? Whatever, pull up Janine Garofalo's quote, because she was on a podcast and people are giving her shit about this. And she's like, look, I've been friends with this guy since 1985. You know, you can't tell me that he hasn't suffered in a lot of ways. His family's suffering. His daughters are suffering. Like, you have to put it on a fucking scale. And she doesn't mention anything about the victims, but she goes, leave Louis C.K. alone. Enough with that. She snapped on the Feminist Bust podcast. He's been my friend, and I stand by that. He's been my friend since 1985, and I think he has suffered, she said. And when he performs at the Comedy Cellar and people get all irate, if nothing else, care about his daughters. If nothing else, if you can find no compassion for him, which I think you should, think about how his daughters, who hear all of this stuff, feel. Yeah. Why don't you leave him alone? Why don't you leave him alone for them if you're so woman empowering? Which is an interesting point. It's like, you know, you're putting his family through the ringer over and over and over again. His daughter will walk down the street with a pin on that says believe all women. And they'll put that on like the front page of all of these things. And you're kind of like shaming her for what her dad did.
Yeah.
And then when you really look at it, what he did just wasn't that fucking bad compared to what people are really doing out there and really abusing their power, really hurting people.
It's the Frankenstein effect.
You know, it's fucking, you know, let's get real here. And they're making an example out of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah, it's, but no, I don't think it's, I think we are going to a time where the entertainment industry is sort of becoming this. But I think that there's a, you know, there'll just be way more people that are sort of fighting back and being the alternative to it. And I think that, you know.
Yeah.
I think people will get bored of being outraged and they'll move on to the next thing to be outraged about. It's nothing to do with a bubble popping. It's just about human nature. We want to, people want to grow. This is why it always comes in cycles. Every 3 months, the same story comes up over and over again and people want to just kind of jump on it. So,
right.
I just don't understand how that's against the characters that are the new villains. They're not examining the behavior of the people exposing the villains.
Mm.
So like someone just sent me an article from Page Six Sunday about emails that they found from 2012 that he may have gave some chef that he had a one night stand with an STD.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we're in the middle of the longest government shutdown in history, and you're scrolling through 7-year-old
right.
emails.
Yeah,
like,
that's
this is,
the kind of shit that makes me go, like,
where
I don't know.
Those emails? Did she put them out?
I believe she's going through a divorce, and her texts and emails were subpoenaed.
To her lawyer. Yeah, she sent these emails over to her lawyer.
Hmm.
And then somehow Page Six has a hold of these emails from 7 years ago.
Yeah, but in the process of shaming him, you're also shaming her. And it's also none of anybody's fucking business what people
this
do with
is,
their dicks.
Right.
It's just, it's sort of like, I am of that thought. Like, I don't, you know, we don't know each other that well, Rosebud. We're friends, you know what I'm saying? We know each other from comedy. What you do with your genitals is none of my fucking business, period,
right.
Okay? Whether you're man, woman, whatever it is, it's just really none of my business. Unless you are, even if you cross a line with somebody else, it's not really any of my business. It's kind of their business, you know? Mm-hmm. We all sort of, we want to be... Anybody who gives a fuck, whether they're on the right side or the wrong side, you're just a fucking pervert who's looking in and getting off on people's fucked up situation. It's like, you know,
right.
You are people that are watching a car crash and you're pretending that you're a part of something righteous and good, but you're just enjoying watching the car crash.
Right.
And I think that's a major problem, that we reward people for having that sentiment. I don't want to spend too much time on Louis because we talk about fucking...
No, I Louis think it's CK more so the behavior that we're talking about, though. Not it's that behavior.
Yeah.
That behavior
I just think
of...
It as like, if there's not even... I'll get shit for saying anything I say, but I think that it's not about like right side or wrong side anymore, because I feel like if you consider yourself to be on the right side, you're already wrong. Like, I feel like there's so much context that's been lost in any argument that anyone that goes, I'm right, and everyone that doesn't agree with me is a fucking asshole or an idiot and should fucking die. Like, those people, whatever side they're on, are fucking wrong.
Of course.
Because they don't know how to engage in... like a conversation anymore. They don't know how to like look at a situation from multiple angles, which you need to do.
If you go into a debate club in high school, you don't choose which side of the debate you want to be on.
Right.
You go and you learn about everything, and then you're given a certain thing to debate, and it's your job, whether you believe in that side or not, is to debate that point through facts. And that's the sport of debate. And you have to understand both sides of it to really get it. And we've lost that in society. Nobody's trying to understand both sides of it. We are obsessed with being right. We're obsessed with being on one side. And also, in every single instance, we're right. When's the last time you heard somebody go, I was just fucking wrong about that? You know, it's a crazy, crazy thing today.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's really quickly just speak about Infinite CBD for just 1 second. I love Infinite CBD as a company. I love them as a brand. They've been so supportive of this show and all the other endeavors that we have. And I'll tell you right now, Infinite CBD, if you don't know what CBD is, it is the non-psychoactive chemical in hemp, in marijuana. It's not THC. It does not get you high. It's not illegal. It's safe for kids, pets, and everybody. Do a little research on how CBD could possibly help you. Research has shown that CBD helps people who have chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, trouble sleeping, trouble waking up, cancer, fucking HIV, whatever you have. If there's anything
that escalated
that you have,
quickly,
but how do you think magic beat it?
leprosy. Anything. No, to be honest with you, it really does. It has so many different amazing benefits. If you just do a little research, you can see how it could possibly help you or one of your family members.
Yeah.
Infinite CBD has really high quality, amazing, amazing CBD. It is the cleanest, healthiest, and purest form of CBD available. And according to studies, 42% of CBD users have stopped using traditional medications. So if you're somebody who hates medicines and doctors and hospitals, this could be a great alternative to the things that you're currently using. Right now, go to InfiniteCBD.com, InfiniteCBD.com. That is InfiniteCBD.com. Check out their large selection, everything from gummies to capsules to topical creams. So many different choices. You don't have to just smoke this stuff in order to receive the benefits from it. Go to InfiniteCBD.com, and if you use the promo code RAP15, you save 15% off your entire purchase. Once again, that is InfiniteCBD.com. Promo code is RAP15. Save 15% off and check them out. All right, let's get back into it. Really quick, let's get some plugs out of the way.
Okay.
Because we have a lot to talk about on today's show. It's going to be fucking great show. Shannon, first of all, what are we up against? All right, you know, save that for a minute. Real plugs. What do you got? Temple.
All right. So next week, January 25th, I will be at the Valley Forge Casino and Resort alongside Mr. Jimmy Schubert. Tickets are available at DaveTempleComedy.com as well as Valley Forge Casino. Also, be doing a slew of black ski trips. It's that time of year again, guys. So catch me out in Scranton, Poconos, at every resort. Telling jokes while you guys come back from casinos and whatever else you guys are doing.
Black guys in ski masks. Sounds terrifying. Sounds. All right. Rosebud.
Okay. I'm going to be at Sketchfest, San Francisco Sketchfest from the 25th.
That's what I call those black ski trips.
27th.
The fuck is going on here? Sketchfest?
Yeah. Sketchfest, 25th through the 27th. I will be there. And then also on February 6th, I'll be doing a half hour of comedy, two shows that night, 7 and 9:30 p.m., co-headlining with Molly Austin at Stand Up New York. And, that's all I got right now. Oh, and I've got my podcast, Two Less Lonely Girls.
Hell yeah.
iTunes, Spotify, all that
you
jazz.
And Corinne.
Me and Corinne.
Corinne Fisher, my very good friend now.
Yeah.
We've put all of our
shaking hands.
Bitterness aside.
Yeah. Who was wrong? Who was wrong?
She was wrong. She knows she was wrong. She knows she was wrong. I'll say that right to her fucking face. Zachy.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight, comedians watching horror movies. And this Tuesday, the 22nd, I'm at Bazaar Bushwick with two of my best friends, Dr. Claw and the Reverend Arlo Price, doing a night of burlesque, stand-up, and sideshow.
Hell yeah, dude. And also, your podcast is killing it. You know, we have our weekly meetings on Mondays, and today's meeting was a big numbers meeting. We're going over all the numbers for all the shows. Your fucking show is doing great, dude. I should be proud. Yeah, really, really good position to be in right now, my friend. Yeah, guys, check me out. February 2nd, I'll be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. Come the fuck up to Poughkeepsie. We get crazy up in Poughkeepsie. Those motherfuckers are bored, so you know what happens when people are bored. Yeah, you know what happens.
Lewis comes to town.
No, just watched 40 minutes of my comedy. Also, I'll be Uncle Vinny's with Justin Silver in March down the shore. Lots of other stuff coming up, guys. Keep your eyes peeled for Lewis J. Gomez Presents. Lewis J. Gomez available, I believe, this April, if nothing stands in the way of that. What else? Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. Once a month, we give away a free piece of merch to one reviewer. And Shannon, what are we up against today?
Okay, so hold on one sec. Have it. Okay, 1972, Sanford and Son, starring Red Fox, premiered on NBC TV.
That's the biggest thing that happened in history?
A lot of great stuff happening on this day in history.
So this is it.
I like that one.
This is a good, look, it's a solid moment, okay? But I got to be honest with you. Today's show's already beat that moment.
Yeah, we always beat it.
We always beat it. We have...
That's what I was just playing in my head.
What is that? Is it the sound when we beat something?
Bunch of different harmonicas, man.
Oh, that's this.
We just tuned into Temple's brain.
Yeah. Do you understand? Like, to get a bunch of harmonicas together and make this sound. Oh, my God.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
I don't really ever think I watched Sanford and Son.
You never watched it? Yeah. It was basically just him being mean to women.
I just assumed that Sanford wasn't on the show.
Huh? Look at that. Look at that. Young natural. That's called a young natural.
Yeah.
A little afro.
There we go. What is it about? What's Sanford and Son about?
Sanford owns a junkyard, and his son Lamont runs around and picks up scraps all day and brings it back to the junkyard. And yeah, that's pretty much it. He's old, so he doesn't do the work anymore, but he talks to his son like shit. He talks to the neighbors like shit. Like Sanford, he's ready to check out. His wife
okay,
has
so
been
he's
dead.
Like the answer to Archie Bunker.
Yeah, yeah, he's the black version. Yeah, he's okay. Ready to check out.
But no,
he's drunk all the time off Ripple.
George Jefferson was the black answer to Archie Bunker.
George Jefferson was moving up. So yeah. This guy, he was going
he's
down.
He's content with like, it's
he's
over.
Ready to check the fuck out every time.
My son is bringing me garbage that we're living in. Yeah. The whole premise of the show is that he's basically Oscar the Grouch of a human being. Yeah. He lives
and
amongst garbage.
And he would pray anytime that he felt any discomfort, he was praying that it was a heart attack, and he would always look up.
He wanted to die.
This is the big one. I'm coming to join you. Like and it would never, it would never happen. Him.
I like it. I like his attitude.
Yeah, I like that.
Realized dude. All right, I dig it. All right, look, the reason we have these blindfolds on the table, apparently there's this
Bird Box
movie, right?
Bird Box, yeah.
Called?
Bird Box.
starring
Sandra Bullock.
It all comes full circle, everyone. See, that's why I'm a master. That's why people respect me so much in podcasts.
Mm-hmm. You
right back on track.
Have other people answer facts about
sold their bird. Yeah.
About facts.
Exactly. What'd I tell you? What'd I tell everyone? Yeah, there's a movie that's out right now on Netflix. I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't give a shit. Every time there's something that's I'm supposed to watch, turns me off.
I get it. I get that completely. You just go like, fuck it. No, I'm not going to do this. Everybody wants me to do this. I'm the other man. I'm not doing it. I'm unique.
Yes.
I'm special.
I did learn from them, and that is a good day to drop anything. New Year's fucking day. Was
Why?
It New Year's Day, or was it the day after Christmas?
That's not,
this thing
it's
came
not
out?
Like, that. It's Netflix. It's not like, oh yeah, if you drop your like Instagram video on New Year's Day, it's going to take off
it's
like Bird
do numbers.
Box.
Some fucking numbers.
No, it doesn't work like
well,
that.
Well, Bird Box was also popping because it was starring Michael Jackson, huh? Does that bitch look like Michael Jackson to you guys now?
What?
Oh my God,
Sandra Bullock. She looks like Michael. Like last
Can
two
we
movies.
See a clip from Bird Box?
She's had
what
some
is
injections.
Yeah, yeah. She's had some serious work done, huh?
No, not really. She's just had a lot of injections. It's Let's like see. She's had them here.
A little Botox. Here we go.
Look at those lips and that nose. Come on, tell
it's
me that's not
bad.
Michael.
I'd still fuck, doggy. I got no problem with Sandra Bullock.
Where are you?
She's in the woods. She's got a
she trips over so many logs in this last scene.
This is also a bad place to be blindfolded. You're like, why are you going into a thick jungle?
I think they
should try to find a field.
My children!
They have my children, yeah.
How have you been feeling? Have you been sleeping any better?
Cummed in.
Look at that. Look at that, dude. That's Michael Jackson.
Nobody laughed at that. How have you been feeling? Cummed in. Shannon, time out. Pause it. It's a fucking great joke. Shut up. Go.
Cummed in.
And go.
Cummed in.
God, I'm good.
How you have any earplugs to go with these blindfolds?
How are you feeling?
Full.
Cummed in.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn, I'm good.
God,
go
it gets
Continue.
Worse every time you repeat it.
Continue. So Shannon feels every day. Guess
yeah. Something's happened. Can you just please drive? Did you see something?
Is Shannon at that class?
Yes. Let's see, from the Academy Award winner, Susan Beer.
What's going on?
People describe seeing an entity that takes on the form of your worst fears.
Oh, my God.
What are you looking at? What did you see? What is wrong with you? Please stop it!
Dave Temple. I mean, is it this? Hold on, pause this for a second.
Didn't
I watch a movie where it made you go crazy and kill yourself?
The Happening.
The Ring.
The fucking Happening.
Oh, The Happening?
Nigga, they are stealing the premise of The Happening.
But this
happening
isn't about seeing a movie.
Meets it. The Happening meets, what's the blind one? Well, or the one where they can't, or they can't
A Quiet
speak.
Place.
A Quiet Place?
This is A Quiet Place meets...
The Happening.
The Happening.
Oh my God.
The book I haven't seen came out before The Happening.
Nope. This... Is a
the book this
fucking...
is based on came out prior
no,
to that.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
That's why you write books first.
I really they just should've... related to Lewis so hard when he was just absolutely wrong and was like, nope.
Sorry.
Yeah, because you're
Sorry,
bringing
Zach.
In a realm that he knows nothing about.
Logic? Yes. Books.
Fact check. Fact check that. When did that book come out? When did the fucking Bird Box come out?
Was it still called Bird Box though?
By the way, there's a dying bird in our vestibule right
we
now.
We don't give a fuck.
Did you see that
yeah.
as you guys came in?
Yeah.
There's a pigeon that's like stuck in between the door and like a thing. It's just dying out there.
He's just, yeah. well, he's like hunkered down. He's not like stuck. He's just like.
Roseman tried to give
bunker.
Him fucking bread.
I did try to give him bread.
Yeah.
The god pigeon.
The book. Dying. The book came out in 2014, Harrington's saying.
Oh.
When did The Happening come
that's
out?
That's still before The Happening.
No.
Time out. When did The Happening come out?
Maybe I have the wrong movie. 2008.
Oh, weird. That's weird.
I don't think that's correct.
No, I know it's correct, Zach. Listen, every once in a while, you got to lay down and just say I'm wrong.
I don't think it's correct.
You
could
lay down and say you're wrong.
No. Exactly. No, I don't think so.
Doggy, I'm telling you, I know these things. The book came out in 2014. Is this pull it up? When's the book release date of Bird Box?
Whole thing, I can't share that.
Let's see.
Bird Box.
I'm sorry, Zach. What do you want me to say here? You know nothing about bird literature.
Well, what? Wait, what?
Bird.
You couldn't remember the word books just now.
And that's what this is really about. That's where the anger really comes from.
Remember the word books.
Reedy Page things.
Will you tell us what these blindfolds are for? I'm really getting nervous.
We will. Don't worry about it. First of all, when you walk into a room and it's me and Dave Temple and a blindfold on the table,
I'm like, I'm getting
how
the fuck
horny
out of
do
here.
You get? Honestly.
I literally
Come
was
on.
Like, if nobody tells me what these are for, I'm leaving. Leaving right no. now.
What year did the book come out? Can we say?
It was May 13th, 2014.
All right, I was wrong.
He said it so quickly, like he was ripping off a Band-Aid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's how you got to do it. You got to get through it fast. All
right, I was wrong.
Do me a favor. Can you just describe how it feels to not know as much about books as me? Just tell everyone. Really.
This is why people don't admit that they're wrong.
What?
Because people do this.
What? I want everyone to know. Just describe it in whatever word you want to use. The feeling of knowing that I am smarter than you, more educated.
Lewis, you just had somebody else Google something for you.
Mm. Mm. This is actually called being smart. These are extensions of my brain. That's how powerful I am. I have multiple brains.
You sound very presidential right now.
I got fucking 80. I got 80 fingers working for me right now in this studio.
I got 80 fingers. 80.
It's true. You know what I was thinking about on my way over here? I can't upload one fucking video for my podcast, and I was like, I don't even know how the fuck Lewis did this because I was trying to upload one video, and I was like, fuck this. We should just stop doing this.
It should be over. Let's
the second one.
You called Corinne back. I don't like you. Click.
I texted Corinne. I was like, I don't think we should keep doing this until we have help. Yeah. I don't want to do this at all.
That's funny.
Lewis does it the same way Steve Jobs does it. He just yells at people until they get it done.
It's true. I really do see a little bit of myself in Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yourself in Steve Jobs.
It's
you
a shame that he died
there to right kill them, right?
Because he never had the opportunity to meet me, which would have been a really big deal for him.
Right. We could Google that.
Just a signed picture of Luis J. Gomez on his desk.
He's dead.
No, yeah, I know. I know.
Maybe you don't understand. I also read 3/4 of the book Jobs. So.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's a fucking huge book. God damn.
Yeah.
But at that point.
Mr. Jobs, on behalf of Metro PCS.
I treat books the same way I treat like a Netflix series. If I'm not interested after a certain, number of pages, I'm like, this is the book's fault. I'm not a bad person for not reading this book.
The book's got to do it very, very quickly. It's got to, within the first
keep it moving.
3 or 4 pages, I got to be, I started reading the Harry Potter book to my son. He's 6. He's not old enough for it, I realized, as I'm reading it, because
Hermione has titties.
No, not yet. This is the first book, and it's so funny because I just read him, started reading the book to him. Like I was like, I'll read like 4 or 5 pages a night because I read him to, to when he goes to sleep. And, and he's just sort of like losing interest because it's like, it's very long. Like the words, they're using all these words to describe the fucking driveway, Privet Drive, right? And it's just like a full page of just describing the cat walking up the path.
Right.
And then I was like, all right, well, he's not going to get it. He's not paying attention. So I was like, all right, let's watch the first Harry Potter movie. And I shit you not. Okay. I read like 10 pages of this book. In the movie, it is 4 seconds of the book. It just fucking goes from like literally from there to there. I'm like, this is where we're at in the movie, and we are 4 seconds into the movie, and that's how far we were into the book.
Right.
It's well, a the whole narrating voice is also way different in the movie that it's explaining.
I'm not a good reader, so my son's got to also listen to me fucking.
Harry.
Well, because the children's books, you read them 5 or 6 times, you start to memorize them. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
At that point, you're like, boom.
How old is James?
6.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter reads. My daughter reads to me.
Wow, you have a different issue.
She's 7, though.
Yeah.
So she has to read to me for 45 minutes every day.
Does she really?
Yeah.
45 minutes every night?
Every day. Every day since she gets home from school, which is sad because I usually fall asleep a couple minutes in. And
that's boring as shit. Goddamn, fuck that.
But she's good at reading. She's good at reading.
That's
I feel like
sweet.
You're sort of.
I'm a good parent?
No, you're sort of trying to make you seem like your daughter's smarter than my kid.
Well, she's 7.
Yeah.
She's black. So she's superior. She's female.
She's smarter.
There's a lot going on for her.
Yeah. My kid's very smart, Rosebud. So don't fucking.
I know. I've watched videos of your kid.
My kid's a fucking man.
He's cute.
We did a Fortnite the other night. We made a fort.
Are you basing his smarts on your genetics or his mother's? Because how does he hold up with the mother's side of the family? I mean, I'm sure your side, he's fucking killing it already.
it's a weird. I mean, how do you even like gauge a 5? There it is. Like we made a fort. He fucking loved it. He loved it.
That's the best.
Yeah.
I used to nanny for a kid who was 6 years old like that, and he would practice baseball in his apartment.
Hmm.
And I remember walking in the door once, and he had this metal baseball bat. This fucking kid had a hell of a swing. Swung that baseball bat into my face, and just like, I'm bleeding from my mouth, like just profusely, and the kid's crying, and I was like trying, I remember trying to tell him it was okay while I'm bleeding, and yeah. It was probably one of the funniest things that's ever happened to me. Like, I was like, this is what it is to be a parent, is yeah. like, mm-hmm. you're just bleeding profusely and telling the kid, and like comforting the kid.
It's funny while you're in that horrible exact pain. Story, and I really mean this, it's just gonna sound like a sad moment, but I have the exact same story with my mom when I was like 3. My mom told me this story. My mom, like, she bragged about the story to me, right? Where, and it was like it was a wiffle ball bat. It wasn't even a real baseball bat. And I swung it and it hit her in the eye and gave her a black eye.
Yeah.
And she beat the shit out of me.
Oh my God.
Beat the, and she, the way she described it, she was like, I fucking beat the shit out of you. You never touched a baseball bat again. And she, like, the sense of pride that she had with like yeah. beating her 3-year-old yeah. so much. That it's like, it's just the world that, like, I don't even know, like, it's just a very bizarre world.
Yeah.
I don't know how somebody could, you know, I really don't know how somebody could strike a child at all, you know what I'm yeah. saying, much less their own child. But it's like, it's just such a night and day difference in the way that I look at these things, you yeah. know?
Right.
And even the way you said it, you're like, that's just what it's like to be a parent every day. It's like, you have to, you're bleeding, you're trying to make sure the kid knows it's okay.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
But it's like, that's not really what it's like to be right. a parent in a lot of situations.
And that yeah. kid is probably grown, and he watches porn that exclusively looks like that scene now.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's really, the difference is that I was getting paid to be there. That's, I feel yeah. like parents should get paid yeah. for what they do, because it's like,
not by the government, like Lewis's mom.
Yeah, my mom was definitely.
Yeah.
The thing that bugs me is that it was a wiffle ball bat. Like, yeah. that's the soft, like, other than like an inflatable thing.
I think yeah, it was like one nothing. Of the thicker wiffle ball bats, you know, where they have a little bit of weight to it. I think the tip just caught her right in the corner of the eye. Not I can understand time. How that would hurt. You know?
It hurt like a bitch, dude.
Well, yeah. yours was a baseball bat.
It was a metal
bat.
Baseball bat. Yeah. It fucking hurts so bad.
Yeah, I caught a golf club once from the little one while I was a.
A and golf club?
Yeah. I
had, fuck.
And yeah, she didn't swing it hard, but it was enough that it was just...
He's like, yeah. I do 45 minutes of golfing with her every day after school. It's just what I do.
I do have a little green, little putt thing. I try to introduce him to everything.
Huh? You're just a fucking complete white dad.
I'm trying. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, dad. Lewis. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's skiing, better golf, than I have.
Being there. I'm just winging it, dude. But it's
shit.
It's a fun adventure.
Yeah, man, it really is. All right, let's talk about let's
blindfolds. Really, please.
Yeah, let's talk about the blindfolds.
I thought you said black folks.
So yeah, this movie Bird Box, the premise of the movie is whatever. It's not very original. They ripped it off of this movie. Obviously, we already got there. That's not even a problem. Zach is really bothered by the fact that he's completely wrong, that we're back on track now. Okay, so I decided what we should do is, what people are doing right now is they're doing this thing called the Bird Box Challenge, which they take a blindfold and they do something blindfolded. Everyday activity is blindfolded. Because in the premise of the movie, I guess, is they can't, if they see this creature, whatever it is, it makes them go crazy and fucking kill themselves and kill right. other people, right?
See the world for what it is.
So this girl, yesterday or the day before, decided to do the Bird Box Challenge driving.
Yeah.
So she drove her car.
This is the
and
future.
What do you think happened? Ladies and gentlemen, does it live or does it die? Bird Box Challenge.
Does it live or does it die?
What do we think?
She definitely...
16-year-old girl, right? 17-year-old girl?
She 16? Crashed her fucking car.
Yeah, she crashed the car. Did she live or did she die?
I'd say she lived. She killed somebody else by accident.
Ooh. And now
think?
Sandra Bullock has to pay. Yep.
Yeah,
I
want
to go
60,
that way. Someone
yeah.
else died, and the people of this movie are responsible.
She definitely hit somebody.
Yeah.
She should have just crossed. She should have combined the movies and did Speed meets Bird Box.
Mm-hmm.
She had to keep the car above 60.
Honestly, not a bad idea.
That sounds like some sort of like old school New York drug term. You guys want to red box some speed?
Red Fox. We keep on adding more Sandra Bullock movies. You see with the giant black guy there.
Blindside.
And, yeah. Well, I don't know.
28
days. I got blindsided in my...
all right. So you think she lives or dies? What do you think?
I'm going to say she lives. And I don't think anybody dies, but I think she definitely hits somebody.
I want to go with she lives. Like Zach said, she lives, but whoever she hit died.
Shannon, what is the end result of this story?
The police say, luckily, there were no injuries.
No injuries. No injuries. Wow.
That was uneventful.
Say, go do it, guys. Nothing bad could possibly go wrong. See if you can go more dangerous.
Wow.
Send in your videos, hashtag RealAssBirdBoxChallenge. What, Shannon? Shut the fuck up. It's a comedy show. We're not liable for the horseshit they do.
So we can
the
do
most
that.
Dangerous Bird Box Challenge video that is sent into the Real Ass Podcast. What do we give them? Free mug? We give him a free mug? What do we do, Shannon? What do we give him?
Real Ass Blindfold?
Yeah, Real Ass Blindfold.
What?
So, like...
It's not a liability. You're a liability. Shut up. You're fired, bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, tell me no.
Yeah, I would say I want to
see
some
don't
kids.
Do it. Fine. Shannon's putting the kibosh on the Real Ass Bird Box Challenge. You guys can't go do dangerous things, even though if you did it, I could probably get you a mug.
Do it.
I'm sorry I'm saving all your lives.
You're not saving any lives, Shannon. They're going to live. We just found out you can't
anyone
get hurt.
Dumb enough to do this just deserves to die, Shannon.
That's also true.
We could find ways for people to get hurt. Like if someone was drug dealing on the corner blindfolded.
This girl lives in Utah. There's no one out there. You know, like if you drive
Utah's
car.
A dry state, so what else is she supposed to do?
Yeah.
It's the only way she could feel something that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look, we all have blindfolds on our table. What we're going to do is we're going to do the rest of the podcast.
Blindfolded?
Yeah, yeah. A silent podcast. And also our production team also doing the podcast blindfolded. I'm dead ass.
Do you think blindfolds make you silent?
Yeah.
I talk with my eyes.
You know what I meant, dude. You know what I fucking meant.
You know how much it sucks being dumber than you when you say shit like that?
What?
Because it takes you a minute? Guys, I got to tell you about Heshy Socks. Look, do I seem like a fucking stylish guy? No. Okay, I don't seem like I'm
not particularly,
you know, Mr. Fucking
man. I really about town
give a shit about what I look like or what I wear.
You can't even come up with a fashionable name. Jesus,
I'm not a fashion. I don't care about that. Okay, but I'm telling you right now, what I do like is I like being really, really comfortable. I work a lot, okay, and I spend a lot of time on my feet. And Heshy socks have the best socks, the most comfortable socks I've ever put on my feet in my entire life. Typically, when you wear socks, they're providing no protection at all. Okay, unless you're wearing like high end sports athletic socks.
Or latex.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to get any sort of protection, okay? Heshy socks are like pillows for your feet, okay? If you're wearing nice shoes, or if you're wearing any shoes for that matter, and your feet hurt, you need to wear Heshy socks. They're cushioned in the footbed, the heel, and the toe for maximum comfort, and they have arch support in the center of the foot. They're made with high-end Pima cotton. Pima is super soft. This cotton is highly breathable and absorbent if your feet sweat. And they are antimicrobial. They kill the bacteria and keep your feet from stinking. So basically, we're going to help you get laid. You put these socks on. You know, you take your shoes off, feel a little self-conscious. You go into a nice place. You're like, ah, dude, my feet stink, whatever it is. Not with Heshy socks. You got some fucking cool-looking, comfortable, smell-free, incredible fucking socks. Yes, that is right. HeshySocks.com is the website. That is HeshySocks.com. These are crazy comfortable socks. They look great. And if you use the promo code REAL30, REAL30, you're going to get 30% off your entire order. 30% off. One third off. It's pretty fucking crazy.
That's like end of the year sales right there.
Unbelievable. Heshy socks right now. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give you guys some Heshy socks to go home with, both guests today, because you're going to love
really?
Them. I swear to God, we have Heshy socks over in the studio. And you guys are going to walk home with them. You're going to hit me up. You're going to be like, holy shit, Heshy socks are the best socks I've ever put on my feet in my entire life.
Because usually I don't take my Tim's off when I go in chick's house, but now
exactly.
I have a reason to.
Exactly. So HeshySocks.com is the website. HeshySocks.com. HeshySocks.com. Promo code REAL30. Save 30% off. All right. Let's get back into the show. All right. So I want Harrington blindfolds the whole time. Shannon, blindfold.
These are brand new t-shirts that you made these blindfolds.
You're goddamn right. We have a lot of extra t-shirts here. Gas Digital. Make sure you can't see through it. Guys, don't do one fucking layer because you can see through one layer, you fucking phony cunts. Fuck. Everyone here's a phony cunt.
My head's too big. I can only
and
do one layer. Sorry.
If you guys are at home, if you're watching the podcast, you could also listen to this episode with us. But you should listen to it while you're doing whatever you're doing. Right now, cut up a t-shirt, take a moment, pause the show, okay, and wrap a blindfold around your eyes, okay?
I have too many things on my head.
If you're Asian, you can use a shoelace.
There we go. It's not bad. Shannon Harrington, everyone.
That was the first.
We're still waiting on Rosebud to put on her blindfold.
I want coffee, but I don't want to knock it over.
No, no, you can get coffee. Harrington has to get you coffee. Harrington, can you grab coffees for everybody, please? Would everyone like a coffee? Rosebud, would you like coffee?
No, I got a coffee.
She would like an extra one, actually.
No, one, I don't two, want three. Another coffee. Every time I come on this fucking network, I worry about getting dosed.
He's making it.
What do you think? Do you really think we're going to rape you, Rosebud?
Yeah, come on, you
Jesus
little
Christ.
Prepubescent little boy?
Seriously.
It's every not time. A rape thing.
Every time what I come it? On this network, she's like Marge Simpson.
I really am. It's sad.
Yeah.
Dosed like with roofies or dosed with just like weed?
Vitamins.
Just whatever. I mean, I feel like Lewis is like the kind of person who's like, I'll be fucking 11 years sober. And he's like, let's give her some fucking acid at 11 in the morning.
Fuck you, oh, that's you. What you mean. Like somebody's going to slip you some drugs.
Are you sober?
And fuck up your sobriety.
Look at Harrington, by the way. He's going blindfolded to go get us coffees.
How can you see that?
Right, because we have a roaming camera right now. Ralph is going to be furious. Harrington, if you drop a coffee purposefully everywhere, I'm going to punch you in your fucking head. I hate him. What?
You don't have a blindfold on.
Oh, I got to host the show. I got to read
what I
the
asked
notes.
You. How can you
gotta,
see him going to get coffee?
At one point, I got to watch the Game of Thrones trailer. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I can't be blindfolded. You guys all have to be blindfolded.
I'm not going to lie to you. This sucks.
Why does it suck?
Just like not being able to see because I'm relying upon my eyes all the time.
Just relax.
Somebody get Dave a piano.
How come there are no more blind piano playing musicians coming up?
I'm actually impressed, by the way, that Harrington is putting this coffee together pretty damn well. Harrington is doing a better job blindfolded than he does not.
Well, it enhances your other senses, right?
That's true. So his fingers can now feel better.
Lewis, why can you
better.
See everything?
He
doesn't have a blindfold
that's
on.
That's not fair.
No, he's got one. I'm looking at him.
No, you.
No, you.
Oh, me? I don't have a blindfold on. No, I don't.
I mean, that's bullshit.
What did you cut one and put it in front of you for, then?
Shannon,
huh?
How am I supposed to read my notes and write down show titles?
This how am is I why supposed to switch cameras?
Right. This is why Rosebud feels she's going to be dosed. You can't trust Lewis.
I'm inside
he's
of Rosebud right now.
He's a sneaky fucking
I have
person.
Three fingers inside of Rosebud Baker right now for the audio listeners, so just
that's,
understand.
That's me.
I hate this job. I hate what I do.
Dude, if you drop that coffee on this table, it's over, dog. You just understand that. It's a big
which
deal.
Is weird because all I would care about is my hat. There's like thousands of dollars.
Bring it over here. Oh, is that for Dave? That's not even my coffee? Are you doing one at a time? Harrington, I wanted you to bring
I'm
them all at the
scared.
Same time.
Yeah, I'm scared he's going to spill it on me too. Fuck!
I gotta be honest with you. Being blind,
this
it seems
be
to be a little
radio.
Bit. They're a little bit. They're complaining a lot because I'm watching Harrington do his job completely normal, and he's blind completely.
They're complaining a lot.
I think I always think about that. Like,
what?
Just like being fucking blind. Imagine losing your eyesight. How much would that bother you?
I always think about how would you know when you're done wiping.
Oh, that's a really good... Wow.
I want to know if beating off is the same. Like,
well, beating off would be the same. It would actually be better because you can't look at porn, so you have to use your imagination.
But you also can't see if your hands are clean.
You yeah, get, but like, you just feel them. Look at Harrington. He's doing a really good job here. I'm very impressed with him.
None of us can look at him.
Yeah, how do they tell if... How do blind people tell if their asshole's clean?
That's a. I mean, it's a wild.
Sure they had the dog.
I think you got to wipe and then lick the paper.
Oh my god! Dude, it's got to be by scent, right? It has to be by scent.
Not yet. Not yet.
So disgusting.
Is that I gotta remember to do like 5 or 6 wipes before I start tasting this.
It's like you're cool with a blind guy, but his breath smells. Like, yeah, I mean, Leslie's
doggy,
cool. And
I mean,
all
think about how many times you've taken a shit where you wipe and you. I mean, there's been at least in my life, and I mean this, maybe 5 times where it would never end, and I was like, I'm going out with a shitty asshole.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
never
yeah.
gonna end. I've given up completely on wiping because I've gone through so much toilet paper, and it's just.
Why don't you get baby wipes?
I have baby wipes at home, and we have a bidet here. But I'm talking about in my life.
Yeah.
Just that where you've had, and you know what it is? It's not that your asshole's not clean. What it is there's a piece of shit still up in your fucking asshole, and you're just wiping the actual turd. You're just scraping a little bit of the turd off each time.
Yeah, you're just breaking off the top each time.
Yeah, so you need to get that fucking turd out. This is not that you're about your asshole not being clean. You have an actual full loaded piece of shit in there.
Or if you just gotta eat more vegetables.
Yeah, it just slides right out. You don't even need to wipe.
Could you please bring it over to me? What am I doing? This isn't fucking. Don't slide it down like a fucking old timey bartender, asshole. No! Slowly, thank you. Thank you. It's the most dangerous game of Tapper ever.
Lewis, can I take mine off now?
No.
Moin.
Moin. My senses are getting heightened. I heard her accent.
Go to the Shannon cam.
Yeah.
Second I put on this blindfold.
She did it. She went to the Shannon cam.
Yay.
Shannon, do me a favor real quick, because I want to watch, it seemed that you guys can't see it, but I really want to watch the new trailer to Game of Thrones.
I mean, that I can't do with the blindfold on.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
Try. At least try. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Okay.
I have no idea how this could possibly work. Game of Thrones season 7.
Is it 7?
Season 7. It's the final season. Rosebud, do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do.
Are you really nervous, Rose? But you seem very nervous right
now. I'm very nervous.
You're frozen up. Your nipples are hard. What is going on right now?
I don't like losing control.
You're in control. Nobody's going to hurt you.
Honestly, I don't believe you.
There's two other females in the studio that will not let me do anything illegal. I'm telling you right now.
It's not a male-female thing. I'm not afraid of getting raped. I'm afraid of everything.
Oh, you aren't.
I've been raped before.
Oh, you aren't. Let's see what happens here. Season 7 starts April 15th. They put out this teaser trailer, which was very, very exciting. Have you guys seen this trailer?
No, I haven't seen it.
We're not about to either.
No.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's coming.
I think on an audio, from the audio standpoint, that'll be pretty good for you guys.
I went to school with a blind kid, and I realize now how rude it was to disturb the class. Because he's just sitting there waiting.
It's just endless patience.
You ever notice that? Yeah, blind people do sit there like they're waiting for something to happen at all times. Like a blind, does the feeling of somebody's going to smack me on my forehead ever go away? I would feel like there's somebody always like putting a booger right in front of my face.
Right. And don't let it get quiet. To be blind, you can't have any paranoia. Just assume everyone's talking about you, pointing at you.
I would assume that everyone walked away at any point that I'm speaking for more than two sentences.
Right.
Or this is like,
you gotta become a really good storyteller.
Yeah.
Just to make sure you're getting laughs per minute so you know they're still there.
Do we have any blind fans that are listening? 573-GAS-LINE. 573-GAS-LINE. Shannon, throw that number up on the screen. 573-GAS-LINE. I think they have to call somebody. Like, I think they have one button on like a chair in their house, and that calls to an operator, and then they're like, yeah, order me some Domino's or connect me with Domino's, right? Is that how blind people make phone calls?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I know that if you throw up the number on the screen, it's not.
She pulled up the teaser trailer. Wait, hold on. Are the other producers talking her through it?
They're just. Is my mic on?
Yeah.
they're telling me if I'm in the right search bar area or not.
Look, to be honest with you, that's not against the rules. I just said you got to fucking host a show blindfolded. Okay. You could get help.
Dude,
I want to go backwards for a second.
Go ahead.
Why would blind people not be able to make phone calls?
Because they can't. What are they going to do? They're going to fucking.
Because their etiquette is off.
I think you're thinking of the people that translate for the deaf on the phone, like the bit Tinkle did on his album.
Yeah, that also happens. But blind people can't press. How do they. If I'm blind.
It's Braille. They have Braille.
On their cell phones? No. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do they have Braille on their cell phones?
They just get Braille. They make it work.
But you know what I mean? Being blind make you. That responsible to be considerate. Like if you wake up at 3 a.m. and you want to talk to somebody, you're just gonna call.
Doggy, I mean, Shannon is putting this trailer on right now. You guys are saying deep shit, but my mouth is agape because this trailer is about to play,
and
she's fucking doing it blindfolded. I want no complaints from anybody in this booth anymore. Your job can be performed by a fucking blind person.
Okay, ready?
And you never get it right when you're not blindfolded. How many times they've asked for something to be played and she never gets it fucking right?
Every day.
Oh. All right, let's see what happens. This is a season 8.
Lewis has stumbled onto the greatest entrepreneur secret of all time. Blindfold all your employees.
It happening?
Here we go.
Okay.
Maybe we can make it full screen.
This is season 7?
I mean, no.
This is season 8. This is the last season.
That was
the right one.
Yeah. To protect it. If you can see this, you guys be losing your mind right now.
Happening.
Again, I'm just realizing how fucked up it was when teachers used to put videos on for this blind kid. Jesus.
Full screen. Good job, Shannon.
Because I couldn't love a mother's child.
Listen.
You are a Stark. You might not have my name, but you have my blood.
The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world.
Can't believe that's in the trailer. Wow.
I mean, seriously, if you were blind and you had a substitute teacher, you might as well not even come to school. Just fucking sucks.
Look at this.
This is mostly ambient music, this trailer.
Can you believe what's happening right now? You heard
that.
Is that
a sword?
A sword,
was a sword just drawn?
Yes.
Was that? Is that what that was?
I feel like that's a dragon.
Why am I looking up?
Ah, it's fire. It's fire. Wow.
Are there still dragons?
That's it? That was it? There was no...
No dialogue?
Just, you are a Stark?
Yeah. That's, but there was his father saying it. Now, for those
probably
people...
all they have translated right now.
Were that statues of them? Were those statues of them?
I don't know.
Nobody saw anything.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You guys, you really missed...
What is this?
You missed out on that. It was fucking solid.
I saw one... I heard one sword...
Did you just pull a Braille cell phone somehow? What?
You know what sucks about this, too? Like, I know I can look this shit up later when I'm not blind.
Yeah.
But blind people have nothing to look forward to.
Shannon, that's Bobby's dick, actually. That you're speaking into.
I just want to be able to communicate in some way.
Sure.
When I can't see, that's all. That's all.
Okay,
so how's it going out there?
Hey, don't you feel like since you're not using that, since you have to use your other senses?
Yeah, I need to talk.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Shannon. Very good job.
Thanks.
And pull up that Braille cell phone. That's kind of fun, guys. I wish you guys could see this. This unusual looking device is the world's first Braille cell phone for the blind.
What does it look like?
It looks sort
like
of
like a Zach Morris phone. Is it like,
what's the best way to describe the way it looks? It looks, let me see if I could
God, I really feel like a blind person. Can
it
you
really
describe my phone to
I
me?
Don't even, how would I fucking describe this? This is actually an interesting challenge here. I have to describe how this looks.
This is the new iPhone.
It looks like a little plastic box with buttons on top that has Braille buttons on top of them.
Okay.
It's pretty good. I have a way with words.
Only thing that you're doing now is it's helping reduce my screen time.
You know what's sad is, like, if you buy a present for a blind person, you have to describe it better than that. Because, you can't just buy the present. You have to have a good description for it. Because otherwise, it's very disappointing.
Gift certificates all day, my nigga.
Yeah. But then you could also lie and say that it's more than it is. Like, this is $1,000.
Right. Right. Give them a gift card to Target and be like, it's American Express, like, $500.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, guys, how does it feel to podcast blindfolded?
I'm not gonna lie to you, this sucks.
I'm kind of enjoying it, actually.
It's not that bad, right?
When you really... kind of loosened up. I'm into it now.
I did a comedy show years ago called Comedy in the Dark, or the Dark Comedy Show, and we did
is that the one where they put you in a box and like you can't hear the audience?
No, you can. We blindfolded the comedians. I produced the show at Stand Up New York Labs. We blindfolded the comedians. We blindfolded the audience. We blacked out everything. So it was blacked out and blindfolded. Like, the exit sign was blacked out.
Right.
It was dangerous. And we...
The fire hazard comedy show.
Yeah, we did Comedy in the Dark. And it was a pretty interesting experience because after a little while, like... You really are. You don't know what's in front of you. You spatially, you just can't sort of understand like where the audience is, and you sort of hear them. You hear every little laugh. You hear every little snicker. This is a very and also the audience was blindfolded, so it was a different experience for them overall. Show bombed. Nobody really liked it, but
honestly, that's better than the. There was another show where they put comedians in a box where they can't hear, like a soundproof box, so they can't hear the audience.
Yeah, and they did their act.
And then they did their act, and then
terrible.
Basically just like setting everyone up to bomb.
Well, it's...
Are you sure that's not just a ticket thing at Chuck E. Cheese?
I swear to God, this was like a real show that they were doing. I think it was in Times Square.
That doesn't work because...
You have to hear the audience.
You have to time it based off of when they stop laughing, start laughing.
Right.
So when the audience, you know, for a little bit of comedy 101, right? Anybody who knows how to do comedy, if you hit a punchline and the audience is in a really big laugh, you wait till it dies down till it's like 10% left, and then you try to hit them with a tag. So you kind of bring, it's like there's like a little technique that's involved with, you know, doing comedy for a little while. And if you don't hear that, you're never going to know, because you have to actually get that auditory cue. If you're not getting
it's
that
like
cue,
surfing. You got to like wait for the wave to die down, and then you.
That's actually a great great analogy for it. That's but imagine somebody. All right, look, that's it. If you guys can surf blindfolded, if you can ride a wave blindfolded, that's a great way to do it. You'll get a free mug.
Ride a wave.
That's not illegal, right, Shannon?
I don't think so. Can I take mine off now?
No. You're doing the whole show blindfolded, Shannon. We only have
15 minutes.
No, we have. I thought it's going better than I thought.
It's been 15 minutes,
but I can't take notes this way.
You can do it. I want to see the notes at the end, though. It's gonna be really funny. We'll post a picture. I like you taking notes this way. It's better, Shannon. It's better ridiculous. For everybody involved. Harrington's losing his mind. I'm watching him slowly be descend into madness, because he has to be in his own mind. He can't have other things get in his head right now to distract him from his own fucked up brain.
Get something to drink.
Yeah. Does anybody need anything? I want to make Harrington do more things. Harrington, go move that bird blindfolded.
Don't touch the bird. Let the bird die in peace. Sorry. I didn't mean to kill the conversation.
No, it's okay. But what do you do with that bird? You know, you don't just let him die in our fucking vestibule.
Yeah, but because that's where he went to die.
I'm afraid of touching a filthy New York bird.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Am I crazy?
No, you're not.
They probably got the cure to every disease.
Somebody told me you can't catch diseases from birds. Like, they won't.
I don't believe that shit. Whoever said that has touched way too many birds.
Harrington, aren't you the one who said that you can't catch bird diseases? Yeah.
Harrington looks like he has a bird disease.
Ouch. He's the son of the old lady from Home Alone 2.
No, I actually, that exact bird, somebody who lives here in the building was trying to like take care of it last week. And when she called like the bird hospital people, they said you can't, like, humans can't catch diseases from
that
birds.
That is a thing. Bird
There's a bird hospital?
People? Yeah, it's like up in Columbus Circle or something.
And they say if you can't make money by 35 in this country, you're just not trying. There's literally a job doing anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're called vets, guys.
Huh?
They're called the vet.
No, he said bird hospital people.
I'm sure it's a fucking vet. I'm sure it's just a vet.
It's a specialist. You have to go to a vet to get a referral to go to the bird hospital.
I'm just watching Shannon try to find the microphone, like, and it looks like she's just like waving.
I won't let go of mine. I'm terrified.
We're passing over the fact that whoever was taking care of this bird last week has clearly given up on it.
What's on the screen right now? Is it bird hospital?
Yeah, bird hospital in New York City. Let's see, bird vets. Yeah, these aren't even real
birds.
These aren't real bird hospitals. Yeah. So did they figure out the bird yet? Did they take it out of the yard?
Bobby's saying yes.
They did.
I think maybe maintenance got it, but I hope they didn't kill it.
Oh, man.
Well, it's dying already, Shannon. You know what it is? We had a mouse in my apartment the other day. And, they really creep me out.
Mice?
Yeah, they really fucking creep me out. Yeah, I don't like them.
You never had them as a pet or anything like that? Hamsters?
No, not at all. I had a hamster, but I don't know how close a hamster is to a mouse. It's just... Mice are just, they're gross. They go into walls. They shit all over each other. Their little tiny shit paws climb through their shit. Mm-hmm. They're going through trash. Mm-hmm. It's not like a fucking hamster who it's just touching mulch. You know what I'm saying? That, like, a hamster's whole life is like, it's a little bit of its own shit. Some mulch. You know, it's not digging through garbage and trash its whole life. Mice are like homeless people.
So you think
would you shake hands with a homeless person? You just go and shake hands with a homeless person? Like, hey, what's up, buddy?
No.
So it's not like it's a person. That's not the problem. It's not that it's a rodent. It's what the rodent does with its life.
Right.
You know, if it was a domesticated mouse that, like, lived in a fucking home, I don't think it would creep me out the same way a shit mouse from the wall does.
So you only want privileged mice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a good life.
So there was a mouse in the apartment the other day.
I'd like to introduce you to a little movie called Trading Places.
But you're going to say Five Will Goes West?
Nah, that mouse. Did he work his way up?
I don't know.
I don't think I ever seen the end of that movie.
I don't know. I was rooting for the Nazi cats. That's all I remember, as being like, you know, you really got to get these mice out of the walls. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? No, but they're gross. But at the same time, I'm not a cruel person.
Yeah.
So we called in the exterminator the other day, and they dropped off fucking glue traps all over the apartment.
No.
You can't use the. You see, Rose, but you you're gonna seem like you'd be a fucking hippy dippy mouse lover. You have that energy.
Listen, I've caught at least 5 mice in humane traps and let them go in the middle of the night this year.
In humane traps, yeah, because there are humane traps that are out there.
Yeah, I get the humane ones and then I feed them brie cheese. I feed them the bougiest cheese.
The good cheese.
Yeah.
So they're definitely coming back.
And then I let them out in the middle.
Is that what you use in the trap? You use brie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you drop some dye on the next one that you release? I guarantee you. You'll be like, oh,
same
shit,
guy.
It's
same
the
guy.
Same motherfucker.
That's
keeps coming back for dye. Brie cheese.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So you use brie cheese. And what are the humane traps that you use? Because I've seen different ones. I actually one time got lost on a YouTube journey of
finding humane mouse
No,
traps?
This guy, he has a whole YouTube channel of mouse traps. Different mouse traps from all over the world. Everything from humane to really fucked up ones that like torture and electrocute the mice. Mm-hmm. Like, but he features a different mouse trap on his YouTube channel every week. And it's fucking insanely interesting.
What?
I've watched probably 100 different videos on mouse traps. Mm.
Jesus Christ.
I'm waiting for them.
Mine
to
are the
to
ones
this,
that they're like little houses. So like they walk into it, and then on the other end there's like a closed door or whatever. So when they walk over the door that springs open,
yes.
Some and they step on the little lever that the cheese is on, it somehow makes the other side close.
Yeah.
So then when you walk out, you can like open up the slide and it just like goes out.
So exactly. It's just your mouse just spends the night in a tank. Like it literally, he just got
No,
because
I can hear it go in.
Yeah, he's arrested and he's released a couple hours
Yeah,
later.
He'll start moving around. He'll start chirping and moving around. And you'll hear him like
Yeah, you hear
around.
The door slam. Like right. So when he goes into it and it makes the lever
but
go.
But he doesn't squawk to get out anymore. Like
no.
Over time, he just gets used to it.
Mice
like,
don't squawk.
I'm
Dave.
Just gonna go before a judge in a few hours, and I'll be out.
So it's not. It's not roaring.
Yeah, it's not.
What you in here for, young blood?
Playing a harmonica.
Yeah, I just hear it and then I let it go.
Yeah, you know? And what do? You bring it outside?
I bring it outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm a real pussy when it comes to animals.
No, I am too. I can't do it. So what is it? What is this one? I mean,
I don't know.
This is a rolling log mouse trap.
Rolling log.
What's Mine a
rolling
is just log? Called humane mouse trap.
Yeah, this one's cool. This is literally, yeah, this is exactly it. Yeah, this guy is, it's a fucking tube on top of a bucket and you drown them in it.
Oh my God. One. What the fuck is wrong with people?
So basically it's like, this is what they do with the way you describe it is they take like a, I've seen them make them at home. They take a paper towel roll, mm-hmm. right? And inside of it, they'll put like a stick, right? And then they'll put that stick over the top of a bucket. So then then in the middle of the paper towel roll, they'll put some like peanut butter. So when they go step on top of the paper towel roll, it's like spins and they drop in a bucket of water and just drown.
That's fucked.
It's like a Japanese game show.
Speaking of that, have you guys seen The Masked Singer?
Yeah, no. Man. We got
we were watching that at Stand Up New York the other night.
Oh, you were with you?
Yeah. And it was it's like a Japanese game show. It's like America's just kind of run out of competitions or whatever. Yeah. So they started doing these like it's like they give these people fake voices and other celebrity guest judges or whatever have to guess who this singer is. And I guess it's like, did you stay for the whole thing, Dave?
Yeah, unfortunately. We
who was that, the one that would that I thought was Oprah?
They never revealed who it was.
They don't reveal who it is?
They only revealed one. So, all right, the premise of the show, they take 6 costumed people to come out, make them sing against each other, and then we choose who won. And then the losers all come out and then you vote for one to take off their mask. So we watched this entire show to see like who were any of these people and they only gave us one.
Who gives a fuck?
It's
weird though. I got sucked in.
I told Rosebud when she came out, I said, you don't want any of this. And she fucking, we ended up staying. Like the show was over. We stayed another 30 minutes before closing the goddamn comedy club.
What level of celebrity are we talking? Because is it like Alfonso Ribeiro?
Tommy Chong.
We're talking D.
Tommy Chong was the big reveal at the end of the first episode.
That big?
Wait, is this my purse?
That's what I was telling them at that
dick.
Time. This show would have this show would have been way
is this
better.
Rosebud's purse?
Get off my dick, you rapist.
But the this show would have been way better if they were unmasking shamed celebrities. Like if Roseanne would have been one of the people or like, you know, anybody that we just
Harvey Weinstein.
Right, right.
I'm looking for my purse.
What the fuck?
What's
is
in
going
your purse?
On?
What are you hiding?
Because I have to pee. I have to pee.
You have to pee. No, you don't want. You're gonna take your mask off. She's gonna take her mask
she's
off. Rosebud,
up and
stop.
Trying to leave.
No, I have to. I really have to pee.
That's fine.
I,
go. Why do you need your purse? You got to do a blindfold.
Because I needed to get a tampon. But
ew.
You got to do it all.
You don't have to pee.
No, she's got to do it all blindfolded.
Plug up your
bloody cut. Ew. Ew.
This is necessary.
I just want to see how she comes back.
Just covered in blood.
It's just fingerprints all over my
blood prints all over the walls. Can you walk her to the bathroom?
Looks like the Blair Witch's house.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna do this myself.
Can you get out? You think you can get out?
Do I still have my? Okay, I have to. There
you
go.
Do I need to move? What are you doing?
No, I've got it.
I can still hear you, but I don't know whether it's through the microphone or through the.
I don't know where my purse is. I might just have to plug in.
Yeah, just jam some toilet paper in there, whatever.
Doors open?
Huh?
Okay.
I don't know how that works.
You guys aren't filming me.
Dude,
no,
you know what
not.
Fucking...
You're good.
You know
we're not going to film you putting a tampon in, Rosebud. No. The fuck is wrong with you?
That's not even
no.
sexy.
Rosebud comes back wearing one sock.
Oh, man. Dude, that is a tough thing. Like, I recently heard, like, my girl trying to explain to my older daughter, like, the key to... managing your cycle is to make sure nobody knows you're on it. That's like a lot of fucking
managing
pressure.
Your cycle. Why would you manage your cycle?
Like you know, like when they're on it, like because she was trying to help my daughter with it, my oldest daughter, and she was just like, she's a fucking slob. So the shit was everywhere. You know what I mean?
And ew.
Like she just, you know, we'd be bad at it if we were girls too.
What are you talking about? What's everywhere? The blood?
Like she would just leave the papers all over the place, and the she might not dispose of the pads properly. Like she's just fucking new to it.
All right.
And that's something that they have to manage all the time. You know what I mean? Like, and not let anybody know. It's fucking weird.
Don't you just flush the tampons?
No.
Shannon.
Definitely not supposed to flush.
Well, you can't flush your tampons. You have to use like fucking, you know, I'm assuming you're using like whole paper towels
or something.
No,
they expand when they get wet. So it would just clog up your fucking
you
pipes.
You can't flush them.
Yeah.
You can't flush
no.
tampons?
No.
Yes, so, you can.
No, some of them
shut
say
up.
You're not supposed to flush anything
the
except
fuck
toilet
up.
Paper.
Listen right. to me, if my girlfriend threw a bloody tampon in the garbage, and I mean this, I'm not even joking anymore, I would beat
yeah,
the shit out
of her. You're supposed to wrap it in
her.
Toilet paper so no one sees it.
See, they have to do that kind of shit and think all the time.
Yeah,
like
no.
dudes, we would just have spots in our jeans all the time.
They would just be stuck to the wall. I would just fling them at the wall and let them stick. It'd be a game that I'd play in my house.
I just recently made the realization that Swiffer, like that's just a big giant maxi pad that I think they couldn't sell. Like I think they tried to market it to fat women.
Yeah,
and they realized like, oh, no one's gonna buy the XL.
Is it more silent with the blindfold on?
I think
when
so.
When it joke bombs?
Yeah. Right. It wasn't. I mean,
All right. We gotta talk about some other things here.
All right. What we got?
So, let's see. I cooked last night. I'm going to start cooking more. I don't even know why I'm bringing this up.
Frying Oreos doesn't count as cooking.
First of all, that's fucking cooking. Okay. That's still cooking. I'm not like a crazy good cook, but I think I'm pretty decent. Shannon, can you cook?
Yeah, and I bake.
That's right. You have cooked some stuff before.
There's a difference?
Yeah, there's a difference. Because baking is more like a chemistry-based. But yeah, I do both. Not blindfolded.
Yeah, well, I mean, is
naked? Do you cook in a nude?
No.
I think that... I guess baking is probably more difficult, right?
Yeah, because things won't rise. Like cooking, as long as you put the right ingredients, it'll still taste good even if
it's
not
perfect. This is exactly my fucking point.
What?
Okay, cook. I'm sick of people who can't cook. I'm sick of it. Here, Rosebud's coming back.
That was disgusting.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like a scene from Kill Bill.
That was disgusting.
Don't fucking touch me. I got white sleeves on.
What'd you do?
Okay, so, my fucking foot. So I go in there, and I go pee, and then I wanted to make sure that I found the right, because there's like a million buttons in
on
there.
The bidet,
so,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you said I like, found the right hole.
So I'm trying to find
a million holes down there.
So I'm trying to find the fucking flusher, and I took off my blindfold because I had to find it. I take off my blindfold. There's a full turd in the toilet that was left in there.
You peed Dave, on top of it.
Dave, is it you?
That I pissed on Dave. Top of.
No.
He does it every time.
I'm like...
I swear to God,
Dave,
it wasn't
did you
me
take a dump today? At
the how huge was your fucking shit that the toilet couldn't swallow it all?
Oh, there was no paper or anything in there?
Whoa.
I mean, it was, no, it was like, just like the left.
Oh, no, there's a bidet, like, so you don't really.
All right, we need to figure out whose poop this was. Who pooped today?
Who pooped?
It's disgusting.
Harrington, did you poop?
The silence says yes. Yeah.
He's trying to find the microphone.
I pooped like an hour and a half ago. But it was not. It was not a big enough poop to have stuck around.
So
sure.
Who else is so gross.
Just knowing that you're peeing on top, but then also knowing, think about like your pee stream hitting the poop.
I can't
with a
I can't.
With a certain amount of pressure. You can't.
Yeah, you're like power washing it.
I'm gonna fucking throw up.
Think about
barf.
All the little poop particles that you didn't see that shot back up into your pussy.
Shut up.
Who else shit today?
Oh, you got some dude shit in
I'm
your
I'm gonna
butt.
Kill myself.
You're gonna get a UTI.
Well, I have a tampon in, so it can't go up there.
You can't get up there.
There's a wall.
Oh my god.
So Trump's funny. Right, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Ah, shit. That's so funny because you just blindfold your pee like god. This is nice and you look down.
I mean, it was really a nightmare.
It like burrowed a hole into the shit.
This is why they say if you look, you'll kill yourself.
Yeah, man.
Fuck, bird box. Man.
So, wow. So right now, that's as far as logic goes, that was Harrington's duty.
And I don't know why Harrington shit seems worse. What, Shannon?
No, I'm just trying to find it.
Yeah. Well, has anybody else taken a shit today?
I pooped right after the meeting this morning, so if Mike pooped after me, it wasn't mine.
Alex, do me a favor. Never admit that you poop again. Yeah. Do you understand? You're a fucking lady. What are you talking? Why would you do that, girls? Never again. Come on now.
Never again admit that we shit?
Yeah. Wow. This is me treating you better than men. This is not me. This is not, right. Forget equality here. I'm You're treating you anus. Like you are above us. You're better than us.
Right.
We have shitty, gross assholes. You guys have little fucking delicious, tight little fucking lick buttons.
Treat it like,
like
the,
a pink
the main lobby.
Exactly.
This is the entrance, okay? You want to make Mwah. It nice.
Let's give a little kiss. It looks like your assholes are kissing back. Mm. That's what girls' assholes are. Men's assholes are fucking just fucking bleh.
Women's assholes Ew. Look like sliced pineapples.
Delicious.
Gross.
They really do.
Yeah.
Sliced pineapples.
Yeah. I know what he's saying.
Oh, like I know
the
what he's saying.
If
I
you ever look at
mean.
A sliced pineapple,
that's
like the rings.
That's a gigantic asshole, but yeah.
Well, obviously, we're talking about, you know, enlarged for texture.
Black women have bigger assholes. That's a fact. That's not true.
I was thinking about this. When I was on the subway and I saw one of those anti-cocaine ads.
Yeah.
And it shows you the cocaine lines enlarged for texture. And never have I wanted cocaine more in my entire life.
Mm.
I mean, I see them and I'm like, like I don't even know what they're doing there. Are they
like, are you addicted to this? And you're like, I am now. Like,
yeah, I don't even want cocaine except for when I see those fucking ads.
Right.
Yeah. You know? So I feel bad for you right now, Rosebud. Do you feel not clean? Did you use the bidet?
I didn't. I've never used that bidet in my life.
Why don't you go use the bidet so then it'll clean all of Harrington shit particles off your vagina?
I'm not using that bidet.
Why?
Because it's like it's sprayed other people's assholes.
Can you look that up? Is there an issue? Could you get other people's asshole stuff on your asshole?
I don't feel like bidets are hygienic. I just don't.
Ooh, I like this. Okay, explain.
There's something about them that's gross. It's like washing your asshole in the same tub as someone else. It's just like it's gross.
Let's see. Let's see.
Okay. So you prefer paper over the...
Well, I prefer a baby wipe.
Look, baby wipes are... You'll never go back. When I go to hotels, when I go on the road, I
you
buy
baby wipes.
I buy my own like soap, shampoo, conditioner, because the hotel stuff is just garbage most of the time. But you need some baby wipes.
Well, why stop there? Why not just get a little toothbrush to go along with that, too? Just
I do. Really usually you have a toothbrush, Dave.
No, just to scrub your asshole. Like you got your mouth toothbrush and your ass toothbrush.
Okay, ready? 10 misconceptions about bidets. Bidets are messy. Despite what pop culture comedies may lead you to believe, bidets aren't jet-propelled water guns designed to soak the unwary user. Modern bidets allow you to adjust both the position and pressure, blah, blah, blah. Bidets are unsanitary. Washing with water through the use of a bidet or bidet seat instead of constantly wiping or irritating your undercarriage allows you to get no... What the fuck?
Yeah. I get it. It's like rinsing dishes instead of putting soap in a rag on them.
Well, that's definitely not cleaner.
Yeah. And that's all you're doing with a bidet is just rinsing.
I want to see if they're more hygienic because I've heard
it's like wiping them with a rag first and then putting them in the dishwasher.
What?
Okay, bidets are trendy, but are they healthy? This is by Corey Stieg on refinery29.com. If French girls are supposed to be the epitome of elegance and style, explain the bidet. First invented in France in the 1600s, a bidet is a bathroom fixture that is designed to
spray
water.
That's the other thing, is it was invented in the 1600s, and I know that people weren't as clean back then.
Well, I'm thinking at this they point, they probably adjusted.
Right.
It's a
yeah, see, at least the bidet should come with a mirror so you can see that you got it all out. Otherwise, you're just wetting it.
Well, no, you just pat it. A bidet is cleaner than a fucking, than just toilet paper. I don't know what you want me to tell you right now. You're spraying it with a decent, powerful stream of water. Then I have a drying button. It dries my asshole. Then you pat it like you're done with the meal. You just pat it a little bit and you're all done.
Okay? My compliments to the chef.
Zach is the voice of a bidet.
Let's see. Believe it or not, there's no research comparing health benefits of using a bidet. Okay.
Well, we weren't doing it for our health.
According to Dr. Moore, bidets could come in handy during your period when you feel like a mess down there. Obviously, the vagina is self-cleaning, but period blood can get messy. Compared to most feminine wipes, which often contain ingredients that can irritate your vulvar skin, a bidet just contains water. Plus, bidets can also be helpful to clean up after sex, especially if you enjoy morning sex and don't have time to take a complete shower. Water is the best and healthiest way to clean about everything. Yeah, this is a person that's saying that it's healthier.
Okay.
It's better.
Mm.
But are you sharing asshole juice when you're sharing a bidet? That's the question.
No, it's fresh water, right? Coming out of the tank. Or is it coming out of the bowl?
It's coming out of the tank. It's okay. Coming out of the bidet tank. But I don't know. It's just like, it just feels weird to me. I mean, listen, I'm not saying they could be totally correct about that, all of that. But it's still not going to make me want to use one.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I'll never go back.
And that's fine.
I'll never go back. I know exactly how to sit on it. This is how good I am. Like, I sit my asshole. I don't even adjust the bidet pressure anymore. I can look at it and just sit down and go, my asshole's directly above that bidet.
Do you still have to wash?
You could just eyeball it.
The bidet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing but net.
Brown eyeball it.
Or does it wash itself? Is it self-cleaning?
What?
The bidet?
It's just a tube.
It's a little tube that sticks out underneath the thing and it shoots a stream of water into your asshole.
Yeah, it's not like you shit on the thing.
But does that build up like water? You know how like your shower builds up that calcium?
You're white far
shit.
Away from the mic, Dave.
I don't know where it is. I spun in my chair and now I'm lost.
He's facing the wall.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Harrington, you brought up this song about, I guess it's about letting white kids say the N-word. And since we have Temple here, I figured we would give it a go and see what he thought of this.
Okay, all right.
So this is I don't even know what this song is. Oh, it's going to be a whole to-do, isn't it? I'm seeing Shannon having one hand on her face.
White kid saying the N-word.
Yeah.
Wait, you know,
it doesn't
Bird
go anywhere.
Is this like a challenge that a lot of podcasts are doing where they're like, is this like an internet thing?
Bird Box Challenge is a real thing, yeah, but not other podcasts. I believe we're the first.
Hmm.
Yeah. Why, are you bothered?
No. I'm just wondering.
Rosebud's on like another planet right now. She seems uncomfortable. She looks like she's like on edge.
I'm literally leaning
back.
She's
somebody else's turd as a tampon.
She's got Harrington's poop inside of her right now.
I'm really uncomfortable.
It does keep your eyes nice and moist, though.
This tampon is squishy.
Well, we made Harrington swallow it straight yesterday.
Ew! Fucking gross!
Are tampons scented, too? Yeah, you were just a little thrown off? This is a new scent.
What, Shannon?
I'm going to throw up on this mic.
Did we figure out the song yet or no?
They're working on it. Good? Okay.
All right, we got the song here. Who is the rapper, Harrington?
A guy from North Carolina named Leeka Velly.
Everybody nigga to me. You know
not the white kid say nigga.
Is this a white guy?
Is he white?
No, I'll be a white dude.
It's a black guy.
Yes.
Oh, he's giving permission. I like it.
Be like, yo, what's good, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? Everybody, like, nigga, that's just a word, bro. Like, we can't, the word only have as much power as you put it to.
He's draped in a Confederate flag for the blindfold.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Let the white kid say nigga. Let the white kids say nigga. Let the white kids say nigga.
Yeah. Turn it up.
Let the white kids say nigga. Hey. They probably gonna say it anyway. White. They already say it every day. Yeah. White girls ain't tripping, boo. No. White man be my nigga too. Yeah. Let the white kids say nigga. Let the white kids say nigga. Let the white kids say nigga. Hey.
Left the white kids say nigga.
I love it.
They probably gonna say it anyway. They already say it every day. White girls, I ain't tripping, boo. White man be my nigga too. I don't fight hate with hate.
By the way, you guys can see in the background those 6-year-old girls booty dancing. I'm not even lying about this. This is the greatest song I've ever heard.
Jesus. Skin color don't matter. What? You can still be down. I ain't never been racist. I ain't never been dumb. Either smart or you stupid. You can only pick. Started out Pangea, then the Continental Drift.
I know the direction that we're going with that. It's just the older generation has to die off.
My brother, my sisters, don't we all bleed red? Don't we all shit
I can't tell if this is a joke or not.
I don't think it even matters anymore.
Am I supposed to get mad? No. No, my favorite color green. Can it help me get a bag?
And there's just like little white kids in do-rags. I'm not lying about this video. Little white kids in do-rags walking all around and dancing.
Did you say you're done with it?
I'm done. We can turn it off. Rosebud has sunken down into her seat. She's no longer wanting to be associated with today's show. She didn't know what was going on. She's blindfolded. Okay. Listen, industry, she's blindfolded. She has no idea what's going to go on. In fact, to be honest with you, her health problems are probably more of a concern right now. Forget this video. You need to get to a doctor right now, okay?
I truly do.
You're in a lot of trouble. This has been a great show. We're going to wrap up here in just a minute or two. But this has been a fucking good one. I want to find out what this Bible diet is before we go, because I'm back on the diet.
Who? The Bible diet.
The Bible diet.
Are you on the Bible diet?
I'm going to start a new diet. I'm back on the diet today. Michael Bisping is coming into town this weekend, and Saturday we're supposed to train together. And I'm so fat, and I'm concerned. Not that not being in any better shape would help me fighting a former UFC middleweight champion, but I want to be able to move around a little bit and not just be winded after 30 seconds. So I really got to just get my shit
together.
Lewis is the only person I know that does like bulking season without a cutting season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Go fuck yourself, Rosebud.
Does Bisping, does he bulk up too? Like, does he fall off of his diet?
Not falling off like that, but he weighs probably 220, 225 pounds right now. He's walking around heavyweight.
You should try like the single mom diet. Just only eat whatever James doesn't eat.
Yeah. Yeah, but what, Shannon, do you have the diet?
I don't know yet. Do you have it? 1 second.
It's called the Bible diet?
I've been eating really bad lately. Last night I made macaroni and cheese from scratch.
That sounds delicious.
It was so good. Baked macaroni. I've never made it. You know what it is? What I've been trying to do, because my mom used to cook, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And yes. My mom used to cook, but it was really bad. My mom was a really, really bad cook. And she would
The spoons were bad.
She would make these ghetto fucking meals, okay? And one of the meals that my mom would make regularly was Spam and macaroni and cheese. It was a can of Spam and a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Lewis, you did not give Zach enough for that.
No,
fucking great.
It just hurts. She killed herself with heroin, folks.
All the spoons were bent.
Fucking can't measure shit. Spilling all kinds of salt. Oh, jeez.
Oh, shit.
So one of the things that she made was Spam and mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. You gotta think
she
about
had a
this.
Spam key?
Think about this. What a can of Spam in 1989.
Mm-hmm. 79 cents? Probably.
Mm. Right?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe. A box of Kraft macaroni and cheese, 79 cents, maybe. You know?
Probably a dollar.
I don't even know. 1989?
Two for a buck.
I bet, yeah, it was like $2 for $1, $2 for $1.29, something like that.
This is in 1962. Right. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
You're talking about for about $2, my mom fed an entire family of three.
Mm.
Wow.
That's such a sad statement. A family of three.
Wait, why did I say it?
Because it was two kids and my dad was murdered. So, but I mean, for $2, an entire family, it was crazy. But I do my own versions of her food. So last night I made my own baked macaroni and cheese, and I made pork chops and some broccoli and carrots. I think I'm a pretty good cook. And I really, if you can't cook, you're just fucking retarded. That's just the truth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't just follow simple directions, step one through step fucking 10, it's a little slice of who you are as a human being.
What if,
and I'm just throwing this out there.
Rosebud can't cook.
There we go.
What if?
What if you have a boyfriend who wants like chitlins and collard greens? Shit you're not used to making from when you were a kid.
No, I'm saying what if like
I don't know how to make
catfish. You know you can cook. You know
how
you
long
can
do you
cook,
fry pig's feet?
But you just don't like following directions. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if you can cook, but like you can follow directions, you just don't like to.
And then you
Kool-Aid
go off, and then
it's supposed
ends up bad.
To be clear.
Yeah, but I mean that's the thing. Like, if you can sort of like, I look at cooking like, you know, it's almost like a fucking drum fill, right? So you have to right. you have to play the beat, right? You got to go through the steps and you got to get there, right? But then you could do little fills. You could add little things, fucking spice it up here. You know, add little flavors that you like. Right. So that's what you're doing when you're cooking.
This is Lewis in his kitchen
and
last
he was
night.
Definitely doing that last
night. But you
night.
Gotta fucking stay on beat. If you're not staying on beat, okay,
right,
you're
then
fucked.
You're fucked. Yeah.
So yeah. So I made my mac and cheese, but of course it says to do this, and I add a little bit more fucking garlic salt, and I add a little bit more pepper, and I add a little bit more fucking paprika, and I got this hot sauce. I throw a little bit of dash. Yeah. But you got to know your fucking flavors. There is a certain amount of skill involved. I'm just saying, if your girlfriend can't fucking make you a dinner, she can't go online and just Google a fucking meatloaf recipe and execute it, you need to leave her because she's stupid. Because it's not difficult to make a fucking meatloaf. Don't tell me, oh, I got to time out the fucking potatoes and the meatloaf. Fuck off. Mm-hmm. That's as difficult as it gets. You have to time some shit. That's right. That's as hard as it gets to cook. I have no respect for chefs. I have no respect for culinary experts can suck a dick, okay? You follow some directions. Not that impressive. I might just quit comedy and become a chef. It's so easy. Chef, so fucking easy.
Chef Ramsey.
Look at Shannon. I'm inspiring her right now to quit this fucking deadbeat job and go become a cook. Look at her. I see it on her face. She's like, I am a good cook. You're right.
I'm really over this whole blindfold thing.
Shut up. We got fucking, you know how many minutes we have left, do you?
I have no idea. And I don't know how to do
it. How mad
outro.
Is Shannon going
to
be when she takes her blindfold off and realizes none of us have been wearing them the entire time?
Is that real?
Stupid bitch.
Is that real?
We've all just been rubbing our cocks on the glass for 45 minutes.
Wait, are you guys wearing blindfolds?
Yes, we're wearing blindfolds, Shannon.
You're not, Lewis.
Oh, I guess I just lie automatically. Yeah, I'm not wearing a blindfold. But it was better. If I was wearing a blindfold, I feel like I couldn't have been able to read these notes or really push the show
yeah,
the direction
sucks,
we wanted
right?
to go.
Do you think anybody wearing a blindfold could catch a punch like the ninja movies in the 90s? Like if I threw a punch at you, Zach, would you catch it?
I don't think that you could land the punch. I don't think Zach could catch it either. No.
I could.
You could catch it?
Yeah. I've been braced the entire time like I'm about to catch one.
You're just super tensed up.
This is what happens
is
when you date
really
men
that hit
you. Is that
why you really went to the bathroom
you?
Just to relax?
You just immediately, you tense up all the time.
Did you date men that hit you before? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
What?
Yeah.
Who hit you?
Before Seton.
Get out of town.
I have a whole bit about it.
Really?
Glad you seen my act.
What? Hold on. A guy used to beat the shit out of you? Actually punch you. Hit
Wait
you.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You're telling me Seton didn't hit you? I'm losing
No.
Guy. I don't understand. I don't understand. You say that about kids, so I don't understand that with guys that hit women as well. I shouldn't say that. Because my girlfriend, man, sometimes... If somebody hit her, it would be good. I just wish somebody was out there and she could fucking give her. Because she does a thing.
Oh my God.
She does a thing where she's like, she's trying to get me to hit her. Like she's like egging me on and saying all the things that will make me violently angry and putting her chin in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's a fucking, this is what a Puerto Rican girl does. She like, that's her idea of like arguing. It's like,
I'll tell you what though. I used to do that until I got hit.
Yeah. You were like, yeah, come on, faggot. Come on, bitch.
And then once you've been hit, you go, oh, okay. All right. Fuck that.
What's the first time he hit you? We got to get out of here in a second, but this is a great, hilarious way to end the show.
The first time I feel like I hit him first, so I was like, okay, well that's
you hit him first.
Yeah.
Ooh, it always starts there. So, but you're so tiny and weak.
Right. So well I'm not weak actually. I'm pretty strong.
So he was a big guy?
He was like about 6 foot, you know.
6 foot.
But as far as like muscle definition, he was pretty weak.
Yeah,
I mean,
skinny
I looked
guy,
at him,
okay.
I'm like, ugh.
And it's not a comic.
No.
Got it. So this dude,
I hit him first and then he hit me back, but he hit me back, you know, harder.
So hold on, how did the argument start?
I don't remember.
I wonder
it was
who
like,
can punch harder.
Yeah. It was just like
about putting hot sauce in macaroni and cheese.
I don't remember how it
Rose,
started.
But go a little bit closer to Dave, because you're kind of going out of frame there. Yeah, yeah.
And Dave, okay. Can you get on your mic, please?
He's on his mic. His lips are touching it. And that's, you know, his lips touch a lot of things in this room.
That was good. That was good. I didn't see it. I didn't see that.
So it was an argument, and you got so angry. Were you drinking at the time?
No.
No.
No, completely but he drank a lot. Right. And it
you
was
just
like,
wanted to feel something.
I mean, honestly, when I look back at it, I go like, I don't know what I was doing, but I know that it was like a fucked up. It was like
jealousy,
you know,
or something.
Because you kind of like I believe you like attract into your life what you're like, you know, whatever's going on in the back of your mind or whatever. Yeah. And in your subconscious or whatever. So anyway, I was so the first time I was like, oh, well, I hit him first. So I kind of like, you know, so I can't really I can't really say, oh, yeah, this guy's just like naturally a violent guy.
Now, did you smacked him in the face?
Yeah.
And then he
yeah.
smacked you back.
He smacked me back, but my head hit the wall. So it was like, it was, you know what I mean? Like, it was one of those where it was just...
It was funny.
It was hilarious.
Right, I got
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, and then the second time I was like running away from him, and I closed the door, and it closed on his hand, and then he came through, and he really knocked me out.
He knocked you out?
Not like knocked me out, but knocked me down, like punched me.
TKO.
Yeah.
Now, see, you'd have told the cops the first version, and that's that's how it all ends.
But and he actually punched you.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. And then you broke up with him from there?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
That was it. That was the last time you had ever been with him.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
had sex.
I mean, there
one
was a bunch
time.
Of times in between where it was like, you know, it came close, like throwing stuff at me or whatever. But like it wasn't like, you know. I don't know. It was a crazy fucking time. When I look back at it, I go like, holy fuck. Because when you're in that situation, you go, I'm like a smart person. I don't know how I'm in this, you know?
How long were you with him?
I mean, probably total like 2 years.
Really? And it just got fucking volatile. I don't even understand
it. Just got worse and worse. You know what I mean?
You hear about guys like smacking girls around, and I can't even wrap my mind around that first step.
You're
that.
Not in control when it happened. What she just said that happened with the head and the wall, that happened with me and my first baby mom. And I have that on my record. But it was totally a moment of losing absolute control. Like I was being antagonized. It was already a very highly stressful situation, and she was further antagonizing me.
Well, the difference is like when with you, I was on my way out the door, right? And he was antagonizing
me. You were on your way
me.
Into the door.
He was antagonizing me. So it wasn't like I was trying to, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Mine, like, I had caught her cheating, and the guy was barricaded in the bathroom, and I'm trying to get to get to him. And I'm
can I say this? I'm not going to defend anybody hitting a woman. I'm just saying.
That sounds like something you say right before you defend something.
No, saying if you are a guy, you catch your girl cheating, and the guy's barricaded in the bathroom, it's probably a moment of temporary insanity.
Right.
Where you don't, like, what you want to do is you want to kill that guy. And it's a lot of fucking, like, you know, I hear that and.
And she came.
I just don't have any sympathy for the girl. And I weirdly have sympathy for the guy who is caught up in a fucking thing where he's going to lose control of, right. of everything in that thing. It doesn't matter. You still shouldn't do it. I've never hit a woman in my entire life, and I never would. If I ever saw a guy hitting a woman, I'd fucking step in and beat the shit out of that guy or whatever it was. But at the same time, I understand the insanity. I understand the losing control to the point where you can't, you know.
Because mine wasn't a hit. It was a mush. Like where you take the hand and push them away from you.
Oh, that's not a hit.
Yeah, and that, but it was enough for her head to go into the wall.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was enough to press charges.
Sometimes you got to mush their heads together.
Yeah, like drywall.
Through the wall?
Yeah, drywall's pretty soft, though.
Through the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's two different things.
Through the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. That's a fucking.
And I remember, like, when I knew I needed to get away from that girl, she fought me when she was pregnant in an elevator. And I remember, like, trying not to put my hands on her. Like, we're stuck in an elevator going down, like, five floors. And as she's throwing punches, I remember just one point where she just literally, like, she threw her chin out and she's just grunting.
She was Miss Piggy.
But that she was waiting on that. She wanted that. And it was more so it was like, oh, you're in a self-destructive phase and you're taking me down.
Yeah, oh, I've dated chicks who are like, fucking, I'm kidding about Kim, but, you know, there is a a sort of thing where like you deal with it. I've dated girls that are like crazy. You could tell they're trying to get you to hit them.
Right.
They're not consciously trying to get you to hit them. Nobody wants to get hit. It's one of those things where you just don't think that that's ever going to happen.
Mm.
So you don't.
I don't think that's true. Because I relate to the moment, because I've been the guy where I've like Kurt Metzger, when I got into an argument with him in L.A., I was trying to get Kurt Metzger to hit me so I can justify whatever came after that.
You know what it's like to be a
beaten
woman
because
you got
would,
in a fight with Kurt Metzger?
Because you knew that. It's totally different, though, Lewis, because if you're a dude and you're trying to, like, and you know that another dude could hit you, like, yes, you know that that's a possibility, so you're trying
so you're
to make
thinking,
that happen.
You think as a woman, you just don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think it's going to happen. And then, you know, when it
Surprise,
does,
bitch.
You go, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's... I don't think no woman is like asking.
You don't think there's an adrenaline
hit?
Moment? Because I'm going to have Shannon chime in a second because she has a lot of experience with being disciplined. And but there's a little bit of adrenaline. You don't think that kicks in that goes, yeah, I want this motherfucker to hit me?
I mean, not if it's adrenaline and you're like, you're daring someone, you know what I mean?
As a dude, I think most dudes can relate to that, where you're like, yeah, I'm going to fucking talk shit to the point where I'm going to get this guy to fucking throw a swing and now I can fucking go ape shit on him or whatever it is. I don't think your safety in that moment
is
for me,
first concern.
Yeah, when I'm angry enough, I don't really have a concern of safety or getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? That's not really something that comes into play. Like, you know, people get angry and fucking, you know, fight dudes with weapons and shit. And that's all adrenaline. And like,
right.
So I almost feel like, but Shannon, for you, was that ever the case? Or are you just like,
An adrenaline thing? No, but I can identify with what Rosebud is saying with, you know, you don't ever think it's going to happen. But after it did happen once with other guys, I would test them and be like, what are you going to, like, if they started to, like, you know, posture up, I would be like, what are you going to hit me? Just to kind of test to see if this is the type of guy that's going to do the same thing.
Right. Like, right. Where you go, okay, I see. Because you can tell immediately when it's like another, if you've been out with a guy like that, you know exactly the type. Because it's like they get in your face.
Yes, Shannon has a type.
At you in public. They're fucking crazy, dude.
But
my first
every
dog.
Man have that in them, like in some way, shape, or
I've
form?
I've gotten into arguments with my girlfriend in public and screamed. And like I said, I would never hit a woman. So I don't know if that's necessary. But you're right. It probably is a sign.
That's like,
it's definitely a sign. Like, yeah. If you push a guy like that, then, you know, it's like. The reason why I got my first dog was because he was getting in my face so much that about like nothing shit. You
Black
know
guys
what I mean?
Hate dogs.
About like nothing.
She's like, the reason I moved into a castle with a moat was because.
No, I mean, he was.
I started feeding
first of all,
squirrels.
It wasn't a black guy. It was a white guy. And he was, you know, it was like. I got my dog because he was doing that so much that my dog would stand over me and growl at him.
Really?
Yeah. Like, wow. My dog knew what was going on. So it was.
And this had nothing to do with the conversations you were having with the dog when he wasn't around.
Yeah, I was like, listen.
You weren't swaying
listen,
the dog.
Bitch, this is how you pay your rent.
Right.
Well, that sucks that you went through that. Yeah. But, you know, obviously. You
no,
know.
It's honestly, when I look back at it, I go like, it's good that I went through that. I don't look at it like, you know, oh, I'm a victim or anything. Right. I don't look at it like that. I just look
well, no,
at it
I
like.
Well, no, I know now we can all masturbate to the story. We have
and
an audio.
You can catch
You're
punches
sick
blindfold.
And you need God. You actually need God in your life.
All right, look, this has been a really fun show. You guys are fun. Fucking great. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter, Rosebud Baker. I am Dave Temple. Zach is not funny. I am Shannon Lee. The chin turn.
No.
The chin underscore. God damn it. At Real House Podcast. We'll be back Wednesday. Nick Mullen, Tim Dillon in studio. Big show planned for Wednesday. You motherfuckers know what's going on. Make sure you guys subscribe on iTunes, YouTube. Luis J. Gomez on YouTube. That's where we're putting all the full episodes of the show. Tell some friends about this, bitch. We'll check you next time. Peace.
That's all, folks.